I don't know what you've heard about G.
G.
But he's with the sweet spot 1-3.
Three.
He loves some red dirt and some Jordan's beef. He's the
Speed.
Afternoon J-U-B.
B.
I don't know what you've heard about G.
G.
But he's with the sweet spot 1-3.
Three.
He loves fajitas and some UNT.
G.
He's the Afternoon J-U-B.
B.
That's right. That's his theme song. You hear him on the morning show. Our Courage Boys, the Musers. It is George Moose Dunham.
Yeah.
For a little afternoon show. Hi, Giorgio.
Sweet spot.
How are you?
Giorgio.
Yo. You got me?
How was your afternoon?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
One thing, though, I think the greatest invention of all time is...
Air conditioning?
Yeah. And ours went out last night. And luckily, it's only, what, 80?
Yeah, but it's still pretty stuffy in there right now.
You can fight through that for a day or so, but yeah, you got to get on it.
The guy is over and hopefully saying, oh, yeah, it's just this little part, but it's like a 17-year-old unit, so I'm afraid we may get bad news.
You're on
borrowed
time.
Have you tried going to the other side of the, or the other wing, maybe, of the house?
I didn't even think about that.
Just go to the guest house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to the serving quarters.
If you can slum it in the guest house for a day or so.
So we, it did make me, would that be a good bet payoff, though? The loser has to go
AC?
Month without AC in June.
You might die.
Yeah, in Texas.
Yeah, I don't know if
you
do it.
You could, I don't think that'd be a good bet payoff.
Okay.
Like,
just through the month of May.
You would just be miserable.
All the swamp crotch constantly.
And we'd all have to smell it and everything. Just have to
do it. We used to do it. People used to do it.
Yeah.
If you have fans.
Yeah, when their mortality rate was they died at like 33.
Yeah, you had two children by the time you were 16.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like even like back in the 50s. I think when I was born, my parents' house in San Antonio, I don't think every room was air-conditioned.
That is wild.
I know.
George, where were you living in the summer of 80, the historic heat wave? I was living
in Farmers. We had just moved to Farmers Branch.
Okay.
We moved in like July, so yeah.
Oh, what timing? Farmers.
what's that?
What timing to move?
Oh, I know.
The summer of 80 in July.
We were in Central Texas before that, so it was record heat down there too. It was awful.
Well,
did you just stay in like all day? Did you have to go out and do anything?
No, I played golf in it every day.
Really?
And it didn't. I mean, it was hot, but I don't know. I was skinny then, and it didn't really seem to bother me. I don't think I could play one hole in 100-degree heat now.
I think
walking with a bag.
The sun is hotter now than it used to be. I'm pretty sure of that. I don't have any science behind that, but it really feels like it's hotter these days.
Yeah, past that.
How are the puppy dogs dealing with that?
Yeah, okay. He's not real happy that the AC went out. We just got done with nap time a little bit ago, and he was panting like, what is going on? I thought this place had AC.
I want to go to a new house. Somebody adopt me.
He was thinking about it.
Hey, Jaws, my AC ready yet?
speaking of puppy dogs, we learned something shocking yesterday from our board op, Ham.
That this is amazing.
He's never had okra because he thought it was fish, and he's never had hush puppies because he thought it was also fish. I have never heard something like this from an adult in my life.
An adult from Texas. Okra is plentiful in our state.
Well, you have to
everywhere.
Understand.
It's everywhere. And I can see how you can stay away from okra because it's kind of a slimy vegetable. But
yeah, when boiled or pickled. But fried.
But how could you think it's just fried.
Pickles.
Yeah. How could you think it was a fish? And how would you possibly think hush puppies, which Ham should absolutely love?
Oh, yeah.
How could you think that was a fish?
Yeah, I was on Texoma the other day, George, and I caught a bunch of okra, but none of them were keepers.
Yeah, no, the hush puppies weren't hitting.
Yeah, I had to toss them back.
Yeah, only top water in the morning for hush puppies.
Yeah, I even had a guide who said he'd fillet them for me. Yeah. But.
Caught a nice 12-pounder.
Ham is amazing in so many ways.
So then I started thinking, because obviously we all know okra is not fish and hush puppies are not fish, but I'm trying to think if I have any food blind spots. Maybe not that I don't know or not a certain animal, but I've just never tried before because either it just doesn't sound appealing to me or I just maybe have tried it and I don't like it. Like, I don't think I've had caviar in my life. Which I don't know if that's very rare for
you're
someone.
You're not a millionaire, though, so that's okay.
Caviar's one, which is fine. People just don't eat caviar every day.
Pate.
Oysters. Yeah. I have a weird fear of oysters just because I've known of people that have had horror experiences after eating oysters, so it kind of scares me off of it.
Hey, sometimes you'll see a couple of news stories a year about someone dying because they got bad oysters.
Yeah.
So I'm just not...
And they don't
not
look
interested.
They don't look appealing.
And
to be honest
the texture
with you.
Is just kind of it's kind of slimy.
It's really bad. Yeah,
it's like you're downing a loogie.
Yeah, I can just do that if I want to make my own.
Make your own.
Do you have any like blind spots like that?
No, because we were so encouraged. I mean, my mom cooked everything, and you guys are lucky that you didn't. I mean, Brussels sprouts now are so. Next level. Mm-hmm. When we were growing up, our parents used to just boil them, and it smelled like garbage.
You gotta roast
it really
those
did.
Bad boys. A little balsamic, a little bacon.
But now, they're great. Now they put all these the seasoning on them, which is incredible. But when they're boiled, you really think that you're eating
heaven,
hot garbage, hot or dogs? Something that came out of a butt. Yeah, I mean it's just. It's so bad. I mean, the whole house would stink. The whole house would stink when she boiled, Brussels sprouts.
Cauliflower is the same way, though, honestly. Like, sometimes broccoli is that way. And
I love broccoli.
I love deviled eggs, but boiled eggs smell like hell.
Oh, you like deviled eggs?
Love deviled eggs.
How many did Corby have before he got sick?
Yeah, he had to eat
50. Did he make it to 50?
Something like that.
I think that was the number he had to get to.
I want to say he got there before he got really sick.
I could have a couple and be okay. I thought of another one I haven't had before. I've never had anchovies. As you used to hear, what was it, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, Michelangelo did not want anchovies
on his pizza. I don't even know if I've been, like, if you just go to pizza restaurant, like, can you get anchovies on your pizza?
I think most places. Maybe not the big, like, chains, but I would say most, like, pizzerias will have them on hand.
That's a good one. I would think it would have to be maybe a higher end place that would have them. Just your mom and pop place. I don't know if they would have anchovies down here anyway. None. New York and the Northeast, I bet they would be more available.
Like in Caesar salads, like Caesar dressing, a lot of times.
Okay, they have. Okay, so then I've had,
but they're all ground up in that.
Okay, but I've never had like the fish anchovies.
You're not eating.
Yeah,
you're not eating bait.
Maybe I'd like it. I'll try it. I'll try it today.
It just,
I'll
have like something in a live well. You're like,
I'll have some anchovies.
Catch okra, put anchovies on your hook.
Okay, so did someone get Ham to actually eat the okra
tomorrow? We're gonna try to bring him some okra and hush puppies tomorrow.
Yeah, we're gonna feed him okra sushi.
But he's to this day. So I just thought he learned as an adult. Hey, hush puppies may be okay, and it's not a fish.
Nah.
But you're saying he's never had a hush puppy?
Ham?
Nope.
Oh, my gosh.
They're heaven.
Ham, you will love them.
Like the jalapeno cheddar hush puppies?
Well, I know they're flour now, so I might actually enjoy it.
You're going to love it.
Ham, what other foods have you never had before?
Let's start naming some fruit. We'll start
Brussels
there.
Sprouts? Oh,
I've had
fruit?
Brussels sprouts.
Apples?
I've had that. I haven't had mango. I haven't had watermelon.
Wait.
Hang on.
Do what quiet?
Watermelon?
No.
You've never had it?
Never had watermelon.
In the summer at a pool party?
Like watermelon flavored like Starburst or anything like that count?
No.
No.
It does not.
Okay, so watermelon flavored candies you'll eat. But you won't eat the actual fruit.
There's too much
that
water.
The flavor is from.
Or like a warhead, a watermelon warhead.
Have you had any melon ever, like cantaloupe or honeydew?
No.
Warhead?
A
Like, what would your doctor say if he's like, you get enough fruits and vegetables? I mean, warheads. Yeah,
just name a fruit.
So sour, Doc.
Warhead, Starburst, Reese's Pieces, Skittles.
Yeah, warhead.
I like the yellow
away.
Ones. Give me the yellow and the red.
That's called lemon, sir.
Then y'all need to bring up watermelon too.
Yes.
Or a pear. I haven't had a pear yet.
A pear?
You haven't had a pear? A peach?
Oh, man.
Sometimes pears
no peaches.
Can suck,
no peaches?
But a good
no
pear?
Peach?
What the hell?
In Texas and no peach?
I might have had a peach cobbler along the line.
Say, you put it with sugar.
Nectarine?
No.
Nectarines.
Oh,
are
that's
just...
like a that's like an orange, right?
That's like the zenith of fruit, I've had that. In my mind.
You've had an orange?
Yeah.
Nectarine's kind of like a
it's a peach without the fuzz. And it tastes better than a peach.
Yeah.
A plum?
I've had a plum.
I remember that day.
Banana?
It's 2003.
Yeah, bananas. I tried strawberries for the first time like 6 years ago.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my gosh.
But they were dipped in chocolate.
Yeah. No, that doesn't count.
Yeah. Strawberry milk.
Yeah, strawberry
Man,
milk.
I have, yeah, some had strawberry milk.
Goodness.
This is incredible, I just George. Want to be around Ham more and just tell him, hey, tell me something else that you haven't experienced or... Just tell me something else.
Dude, every Wednesday
ham's amazing.
At 1:15, we just need you to try something new. Try something with ham.
As long as I could clear it beforehand. Because, I'm not doing ranch.
Yeah, we tried to have him taste ranch because he won't eat ranch.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
He wouldn't do it.
It's delish.
Ranch is the no-go. Well,
that's amazing.
Yeah. Well,
you never just thought you'd get crazy and dip a nuggie into some ranch.
No, hell no.
It looks awful to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll eat other condiments and sauces, which are not a big deviation away from ranch.
No. I know what I like. I'm a simple man.
Likes two things, fried chicken and pizza.
And honey.
Honey. And Chef Boyardee, was it Chef Boyardee and applesauce?
It was beef rice-a-roni.
Beef-a-roni and applesauce. I've never had that.
He's like a 5-year-old.
I've never had
George.
That.
How about that for a bet payoff? You have to do the ham diet for a month. Good luck to your triglycerides there.
Good luck to your life.
Oh, my gosh.
You're hungry,
I never
George?
Thought I would say this. I never thought I would say this, but I think hush puppies are going to change ham's life.
You're not wrong. They're amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I want
this
some
is
right
be great.
Now.
I can't wait for this tomorrow.
Yes.
I need George on the ham diet. Like, you need a snack, George? A little box of Nerds.
Here's some Apple Jacks.
Here's some Warheads.
Some Warheads I've had in my backpack since 1997.
Yeah, like you've been waiting all day to open that bag of Lifesaver gummies.
Slam it down with a boost after.
Yeah. Get your protein for the day with your boost.
Oh, gosh.
You're amazing, dude.
Yeah, I can't wait to tell my doctor I'm on the ham diet. You eating ham? No. No, I'm just eating what ham eats.
What if it catches on like the new Atkins diet?
Yeah. That's how he's so
look
thin.
At him. I know.
It's 135
I need to eat
pounds.
Like ham.
Oprah starts eating like ham.
And she says, okay, I gotta be honest with you. I'm off the pills now. I'm just eating the ham diet. Everyone's like, what?
You get beefaroni and you get beefaroni. You get beefaroni.
Applesauce.
Look under your seat right now.
There's a bowl.
Y'all, I've never had warheads before, but girl, wait till you have a warhead.
Oh my God. Oh my God. This is the George we need.
Forehead.
This is the ham we need. He's amazing.
Oh, let's do it again next
all
week.
All that and the fake Ted Emmerich. He's like I'm telling you.
That's
just
how you shoot a 40 on the first three holes.
Yep.
R.I.P. Whitey Herzog, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes.
George, let's do this again next week. It's fun. We'll learn more
I don't
about
know how we
ham
talk this, but
with
yeah.
George next week.
So tomorrow,
all right, see you guys.
Hush Puppy is a life
absolutely.
Yeah, what time are we doing Hush Puppies?
1:15.
Let's do it right away, 1:15. Ham's
okay,
agreed to
that's
it.
That's perfect.